This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. There is a lot to digest from over the weekend. The Mets, the Yankees, we get you ready for what hopefully is a Subway Series game tonight. But with the weather, you don't know so much. You got NBA Finals Game 5. You got the Boston Bruins coming out last night, the third period of Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, and not wanting to be denied. But you wake up this morning, at least I did, to the shocking news that David Ortiz is shot in the back in the Dominican Republic. Now, he is okay. He's going to make a full recovery. He was rushed to the hospital. The bullet went through his back, through his abdomen, didn't hit any major arteries or organs. But, of course, it's 2019, and there's a video of it, and it's up already. And it's shocking. Guy just comes up right behind him. The initial reports were it was a botched robbery or something, but no, it is... Guy just comes up right behind him and shoots him in the back. So it's shocking. It's tragic. Could have been more tragic, but it's great news. He's going to make a full recovery. But there's more to come in this story, man. Just totally, totally bizarre and scary. Hate to start on that note, but I feel like we have to. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Gio. And yeah, it's an assassination attempt, man. Yeah. That's what it is. And I don't know if it's a, you know, if it's a gang-related thing where a guy is told to go in and shoot David Ortiz, is it something where this guy was paid to go and do this because of something else that's going on in David Ortiz's life? Who knows? But it is frightening. I mean, he just walks right up, right behind him, holds two hands on the gun, and pulls the trigger. Everybody goes scurrying because David Ortiz was sitting at a bar with his back to the assailant. Now, the assailant was caught, and there was a little street justice.
Oh, sure.
That was brought to this guy as they were beating the living crap out of him on the street. The authorities have him in custody, but, you know, it's the Dominican, so who knows, right? You know, we see all the stuff going on down there now with all these different resorts and people getting sick and everything and dying. So who knows what this is all about? It looked to me, when you look at the surveillance video, it really does look like an assassination attempt. Like a guy walked right up, knew exactly what he was doing, and took a shot at David Ortiz. Like you said, the good news is he should have a full recovery. The bullet went through him, didn't hit any of the vital organs or arteries or any of that kind of stuff. It doesn't sound like he's going to be in any way, shape, or form paralyzed or any of that stuff. But this is chilling watching it on TV.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then when you see it, you realize how lucky he is that he's going to be okay and make a full recovery, because it's not like this was some sort of stray bullet that ricocheted off something else. This guy set out to kill David Ortiz last night. That's what he wanted
to
do.
Now the question is why?
Yeah,
what was the motive behind the shooting? And because it's chilling. And then what else is chilling is watching everybody else, and I would imagine I would do the same thing, scurrying to get out of the way, because nobody, you know, you have no idea. You're just sitting in a bar that's packed, by the way. Mm-hmm. It was a packed bar. Looked like everybody was having a great time. And then all of a sudden, man, this guy just comes in, shoots David Ortiz. Everybody just goes scurrying and flying out of the way. It was total chaos until they figured out what went on. And then when you see the Twitter video of them catching this guy.
Yeah, and then he's getting kicked in the head. He's getting punched. There's blood all over the place. There's another picture after the police got him, after the medical attention, where his face is swollen. I mean, David Ortiz, I mean, the word icon in the Dominican Republic, I think, isn't even doing it justice. I mean, he has got living legend status.
Sure, of course.
In the Dominican. So, I mean, this guy, whoever he is, whatever the reason is, does not have a bright future, and the justice is going to be just
swift.
About,
I
yes.
I would imagine swift.
Oh, without a doubt. So it's going to be very interesting, though. I mean, listen, I'll admit, You know, first off, you want to know that he's okay. We found that out. The second part of this is the gawker in me, the one who wants to know the storyline, is very curious to know, you know, why the hell would a guy this beloved in his home country be the target of an attack like that?
Well, that's why I say, you know, could it be something else that's going on in his life that is the impetus to this? Or is it a gangland shooting? Is it something that is a... something as crazy as initiation type of thing. Who knows?
Oh, my God. Yeah, listen, nothing would surprise me, right?
Who knows?
Would anything surprise you? Would any reason surprise you without crazy that some of the stuff we've heard coming out of the Dominican lately?
No, like, does he owe somebody money? You know, did he hurt the guy's sister? You know, who knows? Who knows what the situation is? But ultimately, we'll get to the bottom of that. But I know one thing. Watching the Twitter vid of the guy, the perpetrator, getting nailed by all these guys out the street was not pretty either.
None of it was. You know, I fear sometimes that we get desensitized by these things because immediately the video is up there and we're watching not only David Ortiz get shot in the back, but then this guy get beaten to within an inch of his life by other people who are defending David Ortiz. And it's like, I mean, it really is amazing seeing these things in picture just hours after they happened. But yeah, I mean, there'll be more to this story, and we had to start there. And I guess the most important thing in all of it, as crazy as all of it is that this guy could have been, you know, aimed better and shot him in the head, and it would have been over instantly. It could have caught him in the heart from the back. It could have hit another organ, could have burst an artery. None of that happened. I mean, just think about the luck in this, and I'm sure we'll find out how close that bullet was to really getting something bad. Went right through him. He's okay. He's going to make a full recovery. But we will keep you updated if we hear anything else this morning on what the deal was with this whole David Ortiz shooting in the Dominican. We're supposed to have a Subway Series game tonight with the Mets and Yankees, of course. As you know, it's a little bit redundant when I say Subway Series and Mets and Yankees. However, the weather does not look great. That's another thing we'll try to keep you updated on as the morning goes on, if they make an early call on this, because the Yankees have actually been very, very good. They probably won't do it before the time we're off the air, but they've been very, very good at assessing the weather and making sure, especially when they're expecting a big crowd, that they are not going to have everybody rush to the stadium and then hang around for hours and hours and hours and go home. Now, there's a couple options if they do rain the game out. One is they've got a doubleheader possibility, of course, tomorrow. And there is a mutual off day between the Mets and Yankees on Wednesday. So we could push this thing back Tuesday, Wednesday, as opposed to Monday, Tuesday. But maybe the forecast is wrong, and maybe they actually play tonight, and we see Tanaka and Vargas. But I just looking at it, it doesn't look like a forecast where we're going to be playing baseball tonight in New York.
You know, you never know around here, but looking at dark sky on my app, I see it around 9:30, 10 o'clock, rain starting. Looks like it's going to be pretty heavy at that point. That should go to about 3:30, 5 o'clock. It kind of lightens up a little bit, 5 to 7, it lightens up. And then 9 o'clock tonight, overcast until 1 a.m., and then it looks like a little light rain tomorrow morning, and then it clears up tomorrow, and Wednesday should be beautiful.
Yeah.
Wednesday should be beautiful. So, hey, look, you know, I would think, like you said, the Yankees are pretty good about this. They're not going to want to run. They're not going to want to do a day-night doubleheader. You know, two separate admissions and all that other stuff, but they're not going to want to lose a gate. So in order to do that, that means you would have to play today's game on Wednesday.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll see. I don't, you know, we don't know anything officially yet. It's too early in the day to even figure all that kind of stuff out. But we can speculate on what we think they would do. I don't know where the Yankees – I got to take a look at the schedule, see where the Yankees and the Mets are after these two games. The Mets, I think
– we got the Cardinals.
They got the Cardinals. Okay.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, and that's their only off day, if you look at the schedule
for a while.
Well,
they're getting off day
today. Yeah, I know. Well, that's which is interesting, right?
Because they'll still have to go to the stadium because they probably won't call it early, so we'll see.
Right, right. So it's not truly an off day. And also, when it's a pre-scheduled off day and you think ahead and you're like, all right, I'm going to do this, this, and this, the family's going to come in, it's different than something just popping up the morning of, and then all of a sudden you have an off day.
Well, think about it. For the Mets, it's no big deal. They got the Cardinals at home.
Right.
And then for the Yankees... you know, it's at the White Sox.
Right. They go to Chicago for four. Yeah, so...
And one of those games, tomorrow night's game, is on ESPN. So I guess if you want it, well, they're not going to want to do a getaway game, right, between the Mets and the Yankees. They're going to want to do a 7:05 start.
Of course they are.
On Wednesday night, which makes it tough on the teams, but, you know, especially the Yankees because they got to go to Chicago.
Right, but at least it's a night game. It's not like they have to go day game the next day for any reason. But
yeah, they got AccuWeather alert and everything going on right now.
Oh, do they?
Oh, they got the AccuWeather storm trackers alert. Out and everybody's they got everything. Out there and everything. Right. And it's going to be like, you know. Be one of these things probably in the middle of the afternoon. I would think the Yankees would make a definitive decision as to what they're doing.
Yeah, and one of the things you've been talking about a lot over the last couple of weeks is seeing Noah Syndergaard be great, seeing him be dominant. When Jerry and I went to the game last week, we were lucky enough to run into Noah, talk to him for a minute, and just looking at him in person and seeing how of a imposing figure he is, you think, wow, this guy should be the best pitcher in baseball, right? Just looking at him and his stuff and everything. You got a taste of that yesterday. You got a real taste of that yesterday. And Dave Island said that this guy's been working his ass off, and he's been watching video and working hard, and finally it all came together.
Can I just say something?
What's that?
Watching video and working hard? That's what the hell he should be doing.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I don't know why that is like so like, you know, wow, this is what he's doing.
I'm not saying wow. I'm just relaying with Dave Island.
If he wants to be great and he wants to make $25 million a year, then he has to be doing all those things anyway. Those things should be expected of him and every other baseball player, by the way.
Right.
Not just Noah Syndergaard, but when you see him do what he did, you know, he's had some really good games this year. But then he has the mind-boggling game where he loses control and then kind of loses focus a little bit. No, but he had the game where he hit the home run and didn't give up a run.
Yeah, I mean, this was but more impressive against an offense that was really starting to turn the corner, too, with the Rockies. I don't know. I was really impressed by it. And no, I'm not saying, he's working hard.
I expect it of him, and he should expect it of himself.
It's a good sign, man.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not. I'm happy for him, but I want to see more of it.
Sure, we all do, but it's got to start somewhere, right?
I mean, it has. He's actually been good the last few times out, and that's okay. But yesterday, yes. Yesterday, he was spot on.
Right. I just thought, I don't know. I thought that this was a really good sign for him, especially when we've been asking for it for the longest time. Yeah. And you got a really, really good start.
Aren't you, as a Met fan, just sick of hearing how great everybody is and then them playing under 500?
Yeah, that's why
I said when they came back from Miami after losing those three and then they won 6-1 at home, they just won 4-2 at home. All right, so that's now 10-3 in their last 13 home games. That's great. That's domination. That's what you want. That's what I expect. I'm sorry. I keep hearing how great everybody is.
Well, from who?
So that from everybody.
What are you talking about? The Mets are getting killed the entire season.
No. I hear it. I'm talking about the Mets. I'm talking about the Mets themselves. You know, Brody, you know, come get some. We're the team to beat. You know,
that was in the beginning.
We got pitchers. We got this. And we as fans even buy into it. You know, we have the reigning Cy Young Award winner. We got Steven Matz. We have Wheeler. We have Syndergaard. This is supposed to be one of the best pitching staff. Even Bryce Harper said it last year. So I'm just like, okay, great. Well, go out and do your job. That's why I'm just like, okay, I expect that. I'm sorry. That's the kind of thing that I expect from every single one of these guys. You know, and it's going to be Vargas tonight if they do play. And Vargas has been so much better than what we ever expected him to be.
Sure.
So he's held up his end of the bargain. I'd like to see the other guys do it too. That's all. And for the most part, the last couple of weeks, especially at home, they've done that. It's been the bullpen that's been imploding. And by the way, your boy Todd Frazier now all of a sudden.
He's been great.
Over the last 2 weeks.
Been great.
So, you know, now it's like, let's give the guy a little love. You just rip and tore into him after he came back from an injury.
Yeah, it wasn't just me. I mean, he was also terrible last year. He's been really, really good. And you just hope that that's consistent, too. I mean,
Well, he's a streaky guy. You know that. Yeah, everybody knows that.
I know. But, I mean, listen, anything you can get out of him is great. And especially, you know, with an offense that has been up and down and goes through ridiculous stretches where it seems like everybody's cold at the same time, everybody's hot at the same time, it's good to have another guy in the lineup with a little bit of pop. He's been great. So, you know, we'll see if it continues. But to me, as we've said before, it's really, I mean, it's about this starting staff, and it's about the bullpen having to pick them up when the staff isn't there, and that's why this team is 500 or a game under 500 more than anything else. So,
and they're still five games out, so yeah. Everybody's like treading water right now. And so one of these teams in the NL East has got to go on a run here. Somebody's got to go on a run sooner or later. And you know who has a better pitching staff than the Mets do? The starting pitching staff than the Mets do right now. Can you tell me one?
Well, you want to talk on paper? Who's performing well?
Atlanta added Keuchel. So what?
Yeah. You're talking about in the division, you're saying.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, potential-wise, sure. I mean, they've underperformed, but without a doubt, they're the most talented.
That's why, you know, listening to Dave Island talking about it, he's working hard, he's looking at video. Well, everybody should be working hard, and everybody should be looking at video. Maybe with the exception of Robbie Cano, who doesn't know whether or not he's on the IL or not on the IL.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a deal. I was just saying that he – basically, all I was pointing out was – that Noah Syndergaard is applying these things.
Good.
And it worked.
I'm glad he is.
And it worked.
And I'm glad he is.
And it might project into something into the future that maybe he found something, and then all of a sudden, because you need the son of a bitch. You need him big time.
Do you understand? And, you know, and I would try to impress upon all these guys, they're all sitting on a pot of gold, and they should take every aspect of what they do in today's day and age as seriously as you possibly can, because it will ultimately give you life-changing and life-altering contracts. And I personally think that when I hear a guy say work, well, I expect that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, don't just, you know, I never thought in my wildest dreams that he wouldn't be doing that.
No. That's not the point I was trying to make. The point was not that he should be lauded for doing it. The point was that, you know, he might have found something in the trying to figure it out that worked for once, because clearly he's been doing this from the beginning and it hasn't been working. And maybe this time, maybe they found something, and that could be a sign of good things to come.
Very good things to come, hopefully. Yeah. And hopefully for him and the Mets.
Right.
But sooner or later, they got to start stringing wins together, man. And, you know, it's nice to see you win, you know, back to back home series. That's key. That's good. You know, this is you'd like to be able to say, okay, let's try to sweep the Yankees, or at least maybe split with them. The Yankees come in, you know, they're kind of like, you know, up and down again. They have kind of hit a little bit of a skid here the last couple two series. Hicks came through in a big way yesterday, but
I really thought they were going to lose that game. We're going to be talking about the Yankees going through a big funk.
Well,
I really thought
Didi had a big. He's killing the team, right? I'm just kidding. But he had a big error, you know, and those things are going to happen. How about him hitting a home run?
I know.
And the first hit, he gets up, his first at bat gets a hit. I mean, he's right back where he started.
I know. It's incredible. I mean, that's a lot of time off, too, and that's a major injury. I know it's a bigger injury for a pitcher, but, I mean, to think about that, to go right back in, have his timing and everything was really, really impressive. But, yeah, I mean, you lose a couple series in a row, and I thought you were going to be talking about the Yankees, you know, being up big, bullpen being a problem all of a sudden, blowing a lead, and then limping into the Subway Series, having been swept by the Indians. But they did come back, they found a way, they battled back twice, and Hicks obviously, as you mentioned, with the big hit. So,
and they and the Rays right now have the exact same record.
Yeah,
the exact same record, man. The Rays, I mean, they're just like, you know, pesky, just hanging on.
Yeah, I know. I think they're going to be doing more than hanging on. I think they're going to be there the entire year. I really do believe that.
So now with Kimbrel and Keuchel gone, now, plan B is what? Stroman and, I guess, Bumgarner?
Yeah, Bumgarner's trying to fight Max Muncy yesterday.
I saw
that. That was great. And then what was...
How about Daniel Murphy trying to come out of, like, I mean, what was he going to do? Come out and, like, you know, grab hands and start praying with everybody? I mean, he hopped out of that dugout like he was ready to go after him.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's the classic baseball thing, man. You know, it's like it's a lot of bravado and very little action.
Daniel Murphy to me looks jacked, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, good for him, man. Why not? What are you implying something?
I've been looking like he's lifting a lot of weights.
Maybe Nugenics. Maybe he took the Frank Thomas route. Even though it's for men over 50, maybe he broke that rule.
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love Daniel Murphy.
There you go.
Look at that. All right, Boomer and Gio just getting started on this Monday morning.
Ever since we let him go, the kind of whole thing went downhill, didn't it?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think you're right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.